Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are going to be talking today about a topic that I know a lot of people just struggle with, and that's the lies from the enemy. And I know a lot of us want to find victory over those lies, and you're at the right place today if you want to do that. Join us today is author Tina Yeager, and she has written a wonderful book called Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You. And Tina, thanks for being here from Charlotte, North Carolina today. We're glad to have you on Hope Is Here.
Thank you, Greg. It's an honor to be here and share the message of hope with your listeners.
Well, not only you come from it at many different angles, but you are an LMHC and licensed mental health counselor, and I'm sure, like me, being in ministry myself now for 20 years, that man, the enemy feeds our minds and our hearts with so many lies, doesn't he?
He does, and many of those are attacking our identity, who we are, and whose we are, and he loves to separate us from that.
Well, your book is kind of geared towards women, and what prompted you to write this book about women's identity and their purpose?
Well, because, of course, I struggled with that myself. I grew up believing that I was unlovable, except for, of course, my parents, who had to love me. I felt like nobody would love me, and I even developed an eating disorder, and for 8 years, I struggled with that. It was a restrictive, almost anorexia eating disorder, and eventually, as I came out of that, and then after that, many years after that, I became a counselor. I found so many women having that same issue that came into my office. They all felt like they weren't good enough. They all felt like, how could God use somebody like me? They all felt that loss of hope and loss of identity, and those shame lies attack all of us, men and women. But I think they uniquely attack women, and I wanted that message of hope and truth to reach beyond my office.
Well, so glad you did, because you do bring a lot of experience to it and sharing people's stories. Why do you think this identity is such an important message right now for people?
We were created in the image of God to be in relationship with God. And when we're separated from the person who created us and from that relationship, that is breaking God's heart. And it's also breaking all the power that we would have in that relationship with God to do good, to experience his blessings. So he wants to strategically remove us from what makes us powerful and from what gives us life in Christ.
Well, I love the title, Beautiful Warrior. It's not something usually you would put together in the same phrase, Beautiful Warrior. But a woman can be beautiful yet also be a warrior, can't she?
Absolutely, because God made every woman beautiful. He made us all with his DNA. He lays his glory over us and gives us that radiance from within that makes us shine. I think that's why women like things that sparkle, because that's how we are spiritually. We're meant to sparkle spiritually for eternity, and we're attracted to that. That's part of what we're made to do.
What do you think causes women to develop a distorted self-image?
There's so many things in the world that give us the wrong sources for our esteem, our identity, and our worth. And some of them seem good. Our performance, our achievements, our relationships. You are Johnny's mom. You are Bobby's wife. All of those things can be good things. But if that's the only thing that says who we are, those things can be shaken and even removed from us. And then we feel as if we don't have a sense of identity. And that isn't true. We're not a number. We're not a role. We are not an achievement. We are not who other people say we are. We're not based on what our approval standards and our performance standards and our ratings and our likes on social media will say. Those things are not a true sense of who we are. Only God has the best worth for us, that true sense of definition for who we are and what we can do in him. And that's why in Scripture, he often renames people with a new name, a new identity that isn't just what we can do or what they could do on their own strength. It's what he can do through them and through us before we can even see it or actualize it ourselves. If you look at the story of Gideon, was he a mighty warrior when God called him that? No way. But God saw what he could become through his power. And that's how he sees us, not just where we were or where we are, but where we can be when we partner with him.
I love that you brought up the story of Gideon. I preached on that a few weeks ago at my church, and so many people are like, "Oh, I heard of the Gideon Bible, and you know what? You know, all I knew what he did at the end, but didn't realize all the struggles he had at the beginning." But that is such a big thing. God uses people like Gideon and you and me because He's always got to work with. But the enemy doesn't want us to think that God can use us, does He?
No, He doesn't want us to know that, because then we will, and that'll defeat Him. And He's terrified when we access the power of the Holy Spirit and the name that Jesus gives us when we're reborn in Him.
Amen to that. Another thing I love about the story of Gideon is when, you know, he asked God, just show me that you're really with me, and had the fleece, and God answered that. But he asked him a second time, yet God did it a second time, you know, just to say, hey, I am with you. Sometimes I think we think that we just can't come to God with our doubts and insecurities. Have you found that to be true as you've counseled a lot of women over the years?
Absolutely. If you look at James, the brother of Jesus, look at the kinds of things that he writes in the scriptures in the book of James. He talks about that. If anyone lacks wisdom, if you don't know for sure what God has got for you and what He wants you to do, if you have those doubts, ask God. He's generous to give that wisdom. And who would know that better than James, who doubted himself?
That's a great, great point there. So if you haven't, you're looking for a good book of the Bible to read, I encourage you to check out the book of James. If you just tuned in, you're driving down the road listening to the radio, we are talking with Tina Yeager. She's the author of a wonderful book called Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies That Are Formed Against You. You talked about in the book about some of the common patterns of self-enmity. Talk about that.
We often put ourselves down, humiliate ourselves, call ourselves all kinds of names when we should be our best friends. We are not. We are our own worst enemies, and we talk to ourselves in our minds worse than we ever would to anybody that we love. We wouldn't say those things to our children or our best friends or even a stranger on the street. Most of the time, the way that we talk to ourselves is worse than we would treat anybody in the whole world. We shouldn't be our own worst enemy. We should love ourselves the way God loves us so that we can love others. The Lord told us a key to being fully aligned with His word and His commands. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. But aligned with that are two other pieces to that. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you're not receiving God's love and identity over you and filling yourself with that, how are you going to love others well? And how will you also live fully in God's love and loving Him?
Well, sure, quite often on Hope Is Here that the number one thing I've learned in 20 years of ministry is that people are harder on themselves than God is. Have you found that going to be true through doing the counseling for over 20 years?
Yes, we have the hardest time forgiving ourselves than we do forgiving anyone else in our lives. And forgiveness is part of how we align with God's full blessing and grace and redemption over us.
What have you found are some of the obstacles to women having healthy self-esteem?
Because we chase the wrong sources of identity and performance and approval and other things that are just bad places of identity, those can be obstacles. We also see our failures as our biggest obstacles, and we often accuse ourselves for what we have done wrong and what we haven't done right. And those can be big obstacles. Also, there's pressure from our world and our culture to be all kinds of things in order to be okay. And those are all the wrong kinds of things. The only thing that we need to be is in the grace of Christ, receiving His love and obeying Him one step at a time. We don't line up with that. We line up instead with the world standards of what makes us okay and what makes us worthy.
That's good stuff. How might women hide behind masks? I know as a man that I'm guilty of doing it at time. Do women actually, how do they hide behind masks?
Well, when someone asks you if you're okay or how you're doing, what do you say? I'm fine. We never tell one another what we really need, and instead we pretend we're okay. And if we don't reveal to healthy fellowships of believers what we need, then we're also not telling the people who have a need that it's okay to report their needs. And James, going back to that same book of the Bible, tells us if anyone is sick, let him come to the elders of the church to anoint them with oil and pray over them, and the sick person shall be made well, and the prayer offered in faith shall bring healing. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We're meant to come together and pray over each other. If we don't reveal what we need, we won't do that. And we won't reveal to other people, whether they're believers or not, that this is the place to come get healed. We need to let people know that the love of Jesus and the fellowship of believers is a safe place to find healing. And if we pretend we're all fine, no one will ever see that.
We're talking with Tina Yeager. She is the author of a wonderful book called Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You. Tina, how can we identify a lie?
It's always got a little bit of truth if it's a good lie. And a true lie will be aligned against what God says over you in accordance with Jesus being your salvation and grace, with him being the way to experience freedom. So a lie will always hold you back, especially if it's a shame lie. A shame lie in particular will be one that paralyzes you. It won't be like God's conviction. God's conviction is always forward moving. He'll tell you when you're doing something that's toxic, that's dangerous to you, because he loves you and he wants you to change. But a shame lie will hold you back and put you down and not get you to do anything that moves you forward. It just puts you down and holds you still. So that's one way you can tell if it's a shame lie.
That's so good. There's one of the things I know that I've struggled with, the old comparison thing. Talk about what are some of the pitfalls of comparison.
Oh, comparison also gets us out of our lane of running toward the purpose God has for us. You ever notice if you are looking to the side, you'll drift to the side when you're moving? You'll always drift away from where you should be going if you're looking to the side. So that's why in races and in athletics, they always tell you to stay in your lane. Don't look at the people on either side of you. If you do, you will slow down and you'll get off track. And when we work on comparison types of progress measuring, then we are going to be looking at the person on the right and the person on our left instead of looking at Jesus and where he's calling us to go.
It's so good. So good. We were talking with Tina Yeager. She's got a wonderful book called Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You. Tomorrow, we're also going to be talking about another book she's written called Upcycled, Crafted for a Purpose. I know some of the people that are listening, they're thinking, you know, wow, I'd like to find out more about you. Tell them about your website if they want to get a copy of either this book, Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You, or Upcycled. What's the best way for people to connect with you, Tina?
On my website at tinayager.com, and that's spelled Tina, T-I-N-A, Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you make it simple, because I'm a simple guy. I like that. You've got a podcast. We've got about a minute left. Tell us about this new podcast you have.
My podcast is called Flourish Meant, M-E-A-N-T, How to Live the Life You Were Meant to in Christ and Flourish. And it's all interviews with experts, people with inspiring testimonies, and authors.
All right. Well, I hope you'll check that out. I hope that you'll go to her website. I was checking out earlier. Lots of good stuff on there. You can find out about getting a copy of these two books, Beautiful Warrior, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You, or Upcycled, Crafted for a Purpose. Also check out her podcast, Flourish Meant. I know that you'll be blessed by those. She also is part of the marketing team for a new streaming series called Struck, and we're going to be talking about that with her. So make sure that if you've been blessed by this program, that you'll share it with somebody. We're available on all the platforms for podcasts. Also, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. So join us again tomorrow as we'll continue talking with author Tina Yeager on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.